Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Psalms devotional. This morning we are in Psalm 108, a powerful psalm that is very appropriate if you feel like life is hard and like you're fighting one battle after another, and sometimes it's coming from this direction and sometimes from this direction and sometimes from this direction right here. So Psalm 108 is helpful to us in considering life as a battle and where we have our victory, which is, of course, only through our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us through Psalm 108 this morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, by the way, in case you don't know who I am. And we do this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. We're going through the Psalms and to get encouragement and focus and perspective and to spend some time with the Lord in prayer as well. So let's pray, and then we'll dig into Psalm 108 this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of a brand new day. We thank you for each day when your mercies are new every morning. And we are reminded of the greatness, the faithfulness of our God, the steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. Father, we are just in awe of you as our Father, that you would love us, that you would call us to be your children, that you would give us your favor, that you would surround us with your protection, that you would fight against our enemies, that you would deliver us with victory through Christ. So, Father, together, as we look at Psalm 108 this morning, we do pray that you would write this word on our hearts, that you would prepare our hearts to receive it by faith and to love you for it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness, with exaltation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin, upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. Oh, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. Amen. That is our hope. Well, this is a psalm that the occasion seems to be getting ready to go into battle. And perhaps having suffered a series of defeats and needing to know that the Lord will be with his people, that the Lord will go with us into battle. That seems to be the original occasion on which this psalm was written. In fact, it seems pretty specific, many Bible scholars believe, that the army is heading for the fortified city in Edom, which is present-day Jordan. And that fortified city that they were heading to may have been the ancient fortress city of Petra. Petra is down in a deep rock crevasse where you have to march in a single soldier at a time, or, you know, at times. And then there's a huge fortification rock wall. It's basically built into the rock wall. The theory is that this is a psalm that is written before going to battle against this great fortified city that is nearly impregnable and unconquerable. And so who will give us help? For us, It's just a great psalm for when we're feeling overwhelmed, for when we're feeling surrounded by enemies, for when we're feeling like we've been defeated, for when we're feeling weak and helpless against so many things that seem to be coming at us, right? 2020 has felt that way for many of us. There has been so much this year. And lately, it just seems like people are tired of this year and just want to get into the next year. But of course, there's nothing about a particular year that we need to feel superstitious about one way or the other. But the reality is that, especially for the Christian, life is a war. Life is a war, and we are constantly surrounded by enemies. Enemies without and enemies within. The world, the flesh, the devil. And they never stop. They're relentlessly ceaseless in their attacks upon us. And so, we need to remember that God is even more relentlessly ceaseless in His love toward us. His steadfast love, His chesed. There it is in verse 4, right on your screen. Your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. The only thing that will give us hope when we realize the truth, and the truth is that we are surrounded without and within by relentless enemies bent on our destruction. The only thing that's going to give us hope is to know that our enemies are surrounded, right, with a love that is great above the heavens, with faithfulness that reaches to the clouds, with the steadfast love of God, with the power that is higher than they are and greater than they are, and that is even more relentlessly faithful and ceaseless. And so one way we do that is by continuing to praise God. Continuing to praise God. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. And here, in the context of Psalm 104, the peoples and the nations, yes, they need the gospel, but they're also, in the reality of this psalm, they're the ones who surround God's people and who attack us. The world has many, many, many ways to attack God's people. Sometimes it is through temptation and distraction. Sometimes it is through harassment, persecution. Sometimes it is through discouragement, a feeling of inevitable failure. But in the midst of that, our strength is found in giving thanks to the Lord and singing praises to Him. And so that's exactly what the psalmist does. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. I want you to see a couple of reason connections here in these opening verses. First of all, why is it that we can give thanks to the Lord among the peoples? Why is it that we can sing praises to God among the nations? It is because His steadfast love is great to the heavens, and His faithfulness reaches to the clouds. That is the reason why. That word for tells us the reason why we can give Him thanks and the reason why we can sing praises is not primarily because it makes us feel better. It's not primarily because it helps us get out of bed in the morning, right? It's not about us. It's about who He is. We can give thanks to Him and praise Him because His steadfast love is great and His faithfulness reaches to the clouds. And so be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Let these nations that stand opposed to your people, may they come to know you as the one true God. We have this window of opportunity right now in the Sudan, by the way. The Sudan was one of those nations that for such a long time stood violently opposed to God's people and to God's gospel. And now, for the first time in a long time, there is religious freedom, there is an openness to the gospel, there is an opportunity to take Christ to the Sudan, to this Islamic Republic that has recently had a change of government, change of constitution, and now has religious freedom and is an open door for the gospel. And so, let your glory be over the Sudan, O Lord. Let your glory be over all the earth. I was reading last night about China, communist China, and the persecution that the church suffers, and how there's just a spreading of great theology among the churches of China, and they are embracing sound doctrine and a real solid faith, as they should, because they need it to stand against the enemy. So, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Why? so that, or toward what end? So that your beloved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer me. And then we get God's answer. This is a wonderful psalm. We have God answer me, and then we get God's answer. Now for us, you know, I'm sitting here in Maryland in America in the year 2020, and God's answer doesn't make a lot of sense on the surface of it, and probably wherever you are. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense on the surface of it, because he refers to Shechem, Succoth, Gilead, Manasseh, Ephraim, Judah, Moab, Edom, Philistia. Like, what are all these places? What does this even mean? Well, of course, for people living at the time of this psalm, these were all very, very familiar places. And the more we study the Bible, the more we familiarize ourselves with the story of God's people, with the geography of the Bible and the layout of the land, these things become more familiar to us as well. God is promising victory. He's promising to divide up the spoils and to portion out the land among his people, because he claims his people as his own. Gilead, Manasseh, Ephraim, Judah, these are like, basically think of them as like the four corners of the 12 tribes of Israel, the people of God. And so he is claiming them as his own. They're mine. They're mine. Ephraim was the largest and most powerful tribe. They're the helmet of God. But Judah is where the Davidic kingship is. They're the scepter of God. This probably tells us that this psalm was written under David or Solomon, probably under David. And then Moab, Edom, and Philistia are the enemies of God who surround God's people. Moab and Edom to the east, Philistia to the southwest, they are surrounding God's people, and God is saying that he's going to have victory over them. Moab is my wash basin. Moab's going to be the servant of the Lord. Upon Edom I cast my shoe. To cast your shoe is a sign of insult and a sign of disdain. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. So here's what God is saying to us through these verses this morning. You are mine, and I will give you the victory over your enemies. That's what God's saying to us this morning. You are mine if you belong to me by faith in Jesus Christ. If you are part of my people, if your heart is mine through faith in Christ, you are mine. You're mine. And I'm going to use you in this world. To be a helmet and a scepter is to be used by God. Of course, Christ Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he is the scepter of God's kingdom. But we are the people of God. We're the body of Christ. We're the army of the Lord. We are those who are sent out into the world to represent Christ. And so God is telling us, you are mine. I am yours, and I will lead you in triumph. I will lead you in triumph. And we need to hear that. You know, this division and disruption and chaos and lies and deception, they're not going to have the final say. God will have the final say. And so the psalmist looks to God and says, who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. Apparently they had suffered some defeats recently. Apparently they felt cast off. There's times when I felt like the church in America in particular, we've been so worldly, we've been so weak and watered down, we've been so compromised that God has just said, you know what, y'all want to do this your way? Go ahead and do it your way. And sometimes God does that. Sometimes God disciplines his people by saying, if we think we're smart enough, if we think we're clever enough to do things our way, God might just say, okay, you go do it your way. And then, of course, we get crushed by the enemy because we are not stronger than our enemy. God is, but we are not. And so that's kind of where the psalmist is feeling this pain, right? Oh, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. The church of God cannot be built by the methods of men. The church of God cannot be built by the methods of men. We do not lack clever marketing. We do not lack hip, relevant social media. We need the Lord. The help of man is vain. We don't lack political power. We don't lack sufficient influence in the culture. through worldly means of lobbying groups and legislation. We need the Lord. We need the Lord. And with God, we shall do valiantly. It is He who will tread down our foes. That's the final word of Psalm 108. There is victory, but it's not going to come through human ingenuity, tactics and strategies and resources. It's going to come through God's blessing. And so what do we need to do? We need to pray. We need to do exactly what Psalm 108 is calling us to do. Praise God, thank God, seek God. Praise God, thank God, seek God. Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are your people. You have claimed us as your own. You've made us your own by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We don't belong to this world. That's why the world hates us. Jesus said, the world hates you because you don't belong to it. We belong to you. Father, have mercy on us because the enemy surrounds us, all around us and even in our own hearts. We praise you because you are steadfast in your faithfulness and you are all-surpassing in your love. We thank you because you have made us your own. We praise you because your power is beyond compare and all of your ways are just and holy and the foundation of your throne is righteousness and justice. And we thank you because you have brought us under your throne. You have brought us under your wing. You have brought us into your care. And we seek you, O Lord. Be with your church. Strengthen the witness of your church. Strengthen our gospel proclamation. Strengthen our God-honoring worship. Strengthen our love for you, our love for neighbor, our commitment to the gospel and to missions. Be exalted over all the earth. Let your glory be among all the nations, into the Sudan, into India, into Indonesia, into China, into Iran, into America, into Uganda. May your glory and your kingdom and your praise be permeating throughout the whole world. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I hope that was encouraging to you, and I hope you're looking forward to Friday morning already, as we will gather together for Psalm 109 at 8:30 on Friday morning. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you.